A very warm welcome, as always, to the podcast Hearers of the Word, offered by Kieran O'Mahony. This is a reflection on Luke chapter 24, verses 35 to 48. The American novelist Henry James is well known. His brother William is perhaps not so well known outside certain specialist circles. He wrote a book which became a classic, The Varieties of Religious Experience, published in 1902 and still worth reading after more than a century because it provides models or maps. When looking at religious experience or faith conviction, William James would ask what might seem a crass question: what is its cash value? He meant, what difference does faith make in practice? An outstanding example in our time would be Peter McVerry. His conviction that God is a God of justice and a God who seeks justice has led to his great initiatives for the young homeless. In the phrase of William James, the conviction has cash value because the currency converts into action on behalf of the disadvantaged. At Eastertide, we celebrate the central conviction of Christianity, Jesus is risen from the dead, and we take our time. We have 50 days until Pentecost. Perhaps James's question may seem a little crass, but we could always ask, what is the cash value of this conviction? What effect does it have on our lives and our choices? At a very basic level, the story of the resurrection teaches that deep transformation is possible, even in death itself. The way things are now is not the only possibility. We see in the resurrection a profound yes from God, first of all to Jesus, and through Jesus to us all. In my favourite quote from St. Paul in 2 Corinthians, we read, this time in a different translation, "The Son of God, Christ Jesus, proclaimed among you by us, was not a mixture of yes and no. With him, it was always yes. For all the promises of God have their yes in him. It is all God's doing. It is God also who has set his seal upon us, and, as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts." Such a conviction changes everything, the present moment, the horizon of life, even the way we look on the current world situation and so on. And the cash value here is hope and transformation. There is more. Frequently, forgiveness of sins is mentioned as a consequence of the great events that give us new life in Christ. A more basic and greater freedom is offered. Because we are loved so much, God has set us free from the power of death and even the fear of death, and we are set free to love and not count the cost. All that matters ultimately is that we love and are loved. The late fragment by Raymond Carver captures it. "And did you get what you wanted from this life even so?" "I did." "And what did you want?" "To call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved on the earth." In our conviction, love is not simply a kind of opium to get us through life, which in the end turns out to be ultimately absurd. On the contrary, love is at the heart of what God is and what we are. God is love, and whoever lives in love lives in God, and God lives in them. In today's Gospel, there is a notable, even disturbing insistence on the true humanity of Jesus before, and in particular, after his resurrection. As regularly observed, at the time of writing there was an emerging tendency to reject Jesus' real humanity, most likely out of awe for his divinity. Luke vigorously counters such an emerging opinion. Why would it matter? I think for two reasons. Firstly, as the letter to the Hebrews makes clear, Jesus can help us because he is like us. He knows our reality, however terrible and dark, from the inside. As the letter to the Hebrews insists, Jesus keeps his humanity, his solidarity with us, into resurrection. Secondly, and consequently, it means that our human embodied experience matters before God. The everyday, the extreme ordinary, counts in God's eyes. Matter matters, and our material existence matters now and into eternity. So using William James's question, what is the cash value of believing in the resurrection? What difference does it make? Well, three things. It reminds us that deep transformation is possible, because no is not the last word. It sets us free to love without counting the cost, because the last word of God to us all is yes. Finally, it tells us that our ordinary, everyday experience matters before God, because God has taken our humanity into himself in Jesus and transformed it. The yes of God in Jesus is a yes to all that I am, as the hymn puts it. Thanks be to God. Thank you very much, everybody.